Good morning. Could you bear
with me, John,
a moment while I mute my TV?
Sure.
Here you know. Esther?
Yes, it's Esther. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I don't know.
Assuming not so
slow going. It's slow going this morning.
Ay.
Why? What's up?
I don't know. I'm checking with you. What happened with Ariana?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I said, what happened with Ariana? No show, no call? No call, no show?
Again today, yep. Wednesday, Thursday,
okay.
And Friday of last week, and Monday of this week.
Okay, I'm going to
Monday
consider
of this
your...
week, she's not due in just yet. Monday, she comes late.
Oh,
she
okay,
likes to
hold
work
on.
On a long weekend. And she does that in part by starting Mondays at 12:30. I think I might be her first stop of the day on Monday. She gets like
let me actually confirm that. Let me see. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry?
I'm just checking if you are actually her first client for Monday.
I don't know if I am.
Second.
I suspect I am.
Mommy!
Yes. Today I have
are you
my
working remotely
work.
Today, Esther?
Yes. Today I'm working remotely. I've been potty training my son, and then, you know, I can't send him back to daycare until we're done, so
oh,
I need another day
boy.
With him. I try to do that over the weekend, but he's not fully ready, so. All right, so today is the 16th, and you are her only client for Monday, and that's at 12:30. So, I will, you know what, let me try and send her an email again, because like I said, she has been ignoring us, and she did not show up to you on Friday.
Other assignments as well, it's my own.
Yeah, you were her first client for Friday, and she didn't show to you. She usually goes to another client after you, and she didn't show to that one on Friday either. So,
did she show up for her Wednesday and Thursday appointments?
No. So she missed. Sorry, Wednesday. She came to you on Wednesday. Then she went to somebody else on after you. She went to someone else on Wednesday. And then Thursday, she didn't show up. She usually sees three people on Thursday. And the same, two of those, none of it.
What about Friday?
Nothing.
Same
so
story?
Friday, she sees you as well as the same client that she goes to on Wednesday, but she didn't show up either.
And did she show up for that other client on Wednesday?
No. Her last time
on
that
Friday.
She worked, the last time she worked with anyone was with you on Wednesday until 11:15. And that was the last time she's worked at all.
Boy, I don't know. I haven't really left this apartment much to speak of. I went yesterday to the strip mall to get some juice. The juice was $7. The gas to the strip mall and back was $6.
Yeah.
Pirates over here. They know they got you over a barrel when you ask them for a ride. Why did they jack you up on gas prices? Oh, my car needs a transmission. And they get the money to go right out and gamble. And buy those
right. What car do you drive, John?
Huh?
What car do you drive?
I don't drive. I had to take my car off the road. It needed expensive repairs I was unable to make. Couldn't afford to make the repairs. But anyway, as I was saying, they ask for so much gas money that you give it to them, they buy lottery tickets with it. I thought
wow.
The car needed to be fixed. Oh, it does. I'm going to win the lottery and fix my car.
You never know.
Yeah, God. It's crazy around here.
I like this new toy.
You like it? I'm so happy.
That's
sorry about the background noise.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to hear that background noise.
Yeah, this is Mama's computer, okay? All right, so John, what I'm doing now is I'm sending her an email. Never know, maybe today she'll decide to respond. And after today, we'll know that, you know, we're going to have to, like, terminate her because... Don't touch that one.
She may have already started another job for all we know. Or
well,
for all we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
true.
If you want to, send her an email. Tell her if she doesn't show up with me today at 12:30, She doesn't have a job in this household.
Right, yeah. We're, at this point, we're just going to have to sign her, like, terminate her, because that's not fair
anymore.
The law
services are from all appointments and offices.
What was that?
Well, terminated, I guess. If I ever showed up for work, missed work 4 days in a row without any explanation, I'm sure I'd be terminated too. I probably have been in my youth, God knows, but I hope not.
Absolutely.
Mommy.
She's not very considerate. You know, she's in a caring profession and she's actually just not there.
Mommy! Mommy!
Careful, honey.
Mommy.
Okay, let me shoot this email over to her.
She could be what?
I'm going to send her an email over to her. Maybe she'll respond today.
I want it.
And let's see where that goes. Because, yeah.
I want it.
Tell her, give her this.
I want
if you
want to
add this in your email, include this in your email, you can.
I want
that was done. Her 1230 appointment says, if
I
you don't make your 1230 appointment with me today, no more. No more with me. You'll have to find another client for yourself.
Yes, exactly. And to be honest, I won't find her another client because she, that's not fair. What she's doing to you, she'll do to anybody else.
She hasn't been fair to me. I was good to her, you know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, can I call you back after 12:30 today? Or
yes.
After you send your email? Can you
I'm sending the email right now. I'm writing this to her now. And I'm going to, I'll send an email with her now. I guess if she's not there at 12:45, give me a call.
If she's not here by 12:30, give you a call?
Yeah, 12:45, you know, maybe give us 15 minutes grace and then.
Yep. Yeah, I know. You
okay.
Could be running a little late, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll be in touch
soon.
If she does show up, most definitely call me because I want to talk with her because I haven't been able to speak with her. I've been calling her so many times in the last 3 weeks. I don't have a working, it seems like the number that we have on file for her, she either changed it or disconnected it, and her work phone she doesn't respond to.
Don't know what to say.
Yes.
What's your instruction for me? If she shows up, call, and if she doesn't show up, call, right?
Yeah, call either way, but if she shows up, I want to talk with her also.
Okay, I will call you around 1 o'clock or 1:15,
okay.
And give her plenty of time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Even if she's running late. What time does your child take a nap? That child's red bumpkin.
When are you going to call me? So that'll be perfect. I'll be putting him like around probably like 12:30. I'll try to put him at that time. And then
I don't want to bring your phone to wake him.
No, don't worry. My phone vibrates and it's in my pocket. So I mean, when I'm at the desk, I hear it either way. I see it. It comes onto my screen. But either way, it's in my pocket. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Esther, thank you very much for your call.
All right. No problem. We'll be in touch soon. Bye-bye.